Words of Life Daily Devotional. Wednesday, 21st January, 2026. Reverend Eko Ishin. Topic, Stay Focused to Achieve. Scripture, John 4, 34. The New King James Version. Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. One way you can be truly satisfied in life is to be goal-oriented and to achieve them. In today's verse, our Lord Jesus demonstrates one important trait of a goal-getter. What is a goal? A goal is simply an aim or target you are trying to hit or reach. It is also something you are trying to do, become, or achieve that will generally make you happier and your life better. Without goals, you will lack the enthusiasm to move forward and get things done. If you don't have a goal, you will probably lose the motivation to wake up from bed in the morning with a desire to achieve. Jesus was a focused person. Focus has to do with your vision, orientation, and concentration. In our verse for today, Jesus overlooks the need to eat food bought for him in order to focus on the soul-winning job God had given him. The important word here is focus. To focus is to direct your attention and effort at something specific. This specific thing is the goal you want to achieve. However, to achieve it, one thing you must do is to keep your attention, concentration, and effort on the goal. We all need to beware. Satan's job is to get you distracted from your goal and to get you to use your energy and resources on things that will waste your time. The result is that you will not be fulfilled because you wouldn't achieve your goals, and your energy and resources would have been wasted. Ask yourself, what are your goals for this year? 2026? What is it that is burning in your heart to accomplish? What are you putting your energy into now? Are you focused on your 2026 goals? Or distractions and unnecessary issues are taking up all your time so far? Put your energy into the things that will make you a better person and help you reach your goals. You are blessed to succeed. Go for the goal. Let us pray. I thank you, Father, for the opportunity to review my life and my plans for this year. I recognize that the reminder to be focused on my year's goals is very timely. Thank you for the provision, grace, and opportunity to depend on the Holy Spirit to be more goal-conscious and focused too, in Jesus' name. Amen. Further reading, Hebrews 12, 1-3, the New King James Version, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The discipline of God. Verse 3. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again or saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link, https://echoweishun.lifeconventionministries.org/salvation-invitation/